In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And please be seated. On an anniversary of significance for me, whether it's the anniversary of my ordination or every year since I've came to Strabane, I have usually taken that particular day, or a day as near to it as possible if it falls on a Sunday, to take time to read and to reflect and to do a little bit of walking, to have a mini retreat as such. Today that hasn't really been possible. This week has been a little crazy with different things happening, but I did have a walk today with two bishops who happened to be coming into the town for some strange reason. But I do, on these sorts of days, jot down thoughts, things that kind of in my mind make sense of how I'm feeling at that particular moment. And I found myself this morning looking back to this day 5 years ago. And the very first line that I wrote that morning in my diary was, "What are you doing?" with a string of exclamation marks after it. And then I lifted my pen and I started to journal for today. And I want to share that with you. I'm not going to preach tonight, but I want to read you simply what I've written in my diary. It's probably the only time that you'll see or hear what's really written in my diary. So this is what I've written. Today is the 14th of September, 2017. Today I celebrate the 5th anniversary of the beginning of my ministry here in Strabane. Every year on this day, no matter where I'm at, I try to take a few moments to pause, reflect, and think about what the Lord has done and is doing in my own life and in the life of the parish. It's an awesome privilege to serve here and be among the church and community of Camas Juxtamorne. Today, as I look back over the photographs, I see many changes. In our own family, Sam and Joel, the boys, have grown up so much. Peter and myself have a little less hair and are a bit greyer too. I can say that because he's my brother and he's 6 years older than me, and I think I'm too big for him to beat up. My mum and my sister-in-law, Heather, haven't changed a bit. Is that the right thing to say, gents? Even the changes within the family of this church are evident. As I looked at photographs of the reception in the hall afterwards and of the service, familiar faces of people who are no longer with us, it got me thinking not just about our own church, but also about our own family and faces who are no longer with us 5 years later. Some people have moved on to different areas. Some have gone to be with Jesus. Children in those photographs are now young adults. Young adults have left home and are now working or serving the Lord elsewhere. Time certainly does change things. I also find myself thinking today about me and how I have changed. I know I'm not as fresh-faced as I was 5 years ago. I haven't as much thatch on the roof, to quote my father. But I'm not meaning physical experiences. I'm thinking about my own walk with the Lord. Life as a disciple of Jesus and the ministry which he has called me to is not always plain sailing and can be a bit of a roller coaster at times. I'm sure that many Christians will agree with me on that. There are high times and there are low times. However, the privilege of being a disciple of Jesus is knowing that no matter what we are doing or what we are going through, we're not alone. He is with us every step of the way. I've just been reading Psalm 107. It's my Bible reading this morning, which Emma read for us a few moments ago. There are two things that strike me as I think about the past 5 years. Firstly, the writer of the psalm begins by saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." I have so much which I am thankful for. The lovely house where I live, the people I serve, live amongst, and journey with on those ups and downs in life. The building in which we worship an almighty God. the feeling of being inadequate when I open up his word and share thoughts on it in sermons. The awesome responsibility of breaking the bread, sharing the cup, administering holy baptism. The joy of leading people to Jesus as they accept him as their own personal Lord and Saviour. The pleasure in watching believers grow and flourish in their faith and use the gifts which God have given them to his glory. This is what makes church, church. None of this is done in my own strength, but by the grace, mercy, love and goodness of God. And for this I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Secondly, in verse 2 and in verse 43, we read these words. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. I know I often get things wrong. But as I listen to the parishioners talk about their relationship with the Lord Jesus and watch them serve him in so many different ways with their many gifts, I can do nothing only sit back and ponder with awe the things which God is doing in this place. So often we get caught up in the negatives of life and let them get us down. And believe me, I am really good at doing that. But as the psalmist tells us, when we hear God's children tell their story, we can do nothing less than thank the Lord for the loving deeds he has done in our sight. So my prayer today is this. On this, the fifth anniversary of my ministry here in Strabane, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for these 5 years of ministry. I praise you for today and all that it brings. And I place my trust in you for the future and whatever it may hold. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen.